And indeed, it was hours before that sense of irritation and dismay left me. Days before I was able to talk about the encounter without wishing I were massive enough to have dared the guy to throw me off his bus. And it was weeks before it occurred to me that maybe I'd acted almost as badly as he had. Mine was not a particularly strict upbringing, but in our house, certain rules of behavior were never in question. It was assumed that one was always solicitous of people's feelings and ready to offer comfort, and contemptuous of those who disrespectfully slighted others. Always went my mother's admonition, which to a four-year-old did not sound like a cliché: put yourself in the other person's shoes. In retrospect, I see that this was, as much as anything else, a matter of politics. My parents, children of immigrants, raised in relative poverty, were of the fervent conviction that the world was divided between people who cared about others and people who did not, between the generous-spirited and the petty, between us and them. Thus, it was that in her 60s, my mother spotted from her bedroom window a local newspaper vendor being hustled away by the police for having an improper license. Though quite ill, she dashed out of bed to help him, then spent the next 2 days phoning city agencies on his behalf.